Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beaver women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, after last weekend's sweep from the Badgers, what kind of things did your team work on in preparation for the Bulldogs?
Well, you don't want to try to throw too much at them. You try to pick out a couple things. We asked them after the game what lessons they felt they learned, and I thought as a group they did a pretty good job, kind of in line with what we were thinking. And one of them was our exits out of our zone and entries into our opponent's zone. So we spent some considerable amount of time working in those two areas, and a little bit with centers, our center being a little bit more in a support role on the breakout rather than trying to jump ahead and get going up ice. We want them to be below that strong side wing, and just little things like that. And we worked, we'll continue to work on our D zone stuff and certainly our offensive zone, our rush structure, things like that. And those are just staples. But I felt we had a really good week of practice. We did a lot more competing and battling, particularly on Tuesday. And I thought it was a real good practice.
Looking at film on Duluth, what are some of the things that they do really well that you guys need to be aware of?
Well, they got some very, very talented forwards, particularly their top two lines. They're very handy. They have their top four defense are very offensive. They like to jump up into the play. You'll see Healy and Elms will be, they'll get into the zone. They'll make, if they can make a 3-on-2, a 4-on-2, they will. And once the puck's in the offensive zone, they will certainly jump into holes whenever they have the opportunity. So we've got to be really aware of that. We've got to be aware of people away from the puck. Mara does a great job. They're a team that certainly is going to they're going to like to get up and down the ice. And like I said, they've got some talented forwards. So we're going to need to play well again today.
These are two teams hitting the ice tonight. Both teams looking for their first WCHA win. How much more pressure does that put on both teams?
We don't really look at it like that. It's our fifth conference game. It's game number nine on the year. So we stress the process, and every day is an opportunity to get better throughout the week. And the weekends are when you get to play games. And again, we're going to go out there and have fun and play hard.
What's the healthier team look like? I know a couple players have been dinged up over the past couple of weeks. There's some cold bugs going around. How's everybody doing?
Bailey and Sisson are still not quite clear to go yet, but both of them are making progress, which is really, really encouraging. Other than that, everybody's good to go.
Each time these two teams battle each other, there's always special teams involved. How much have you stressed that this week?
Well, certainly it's always an important part of games, particularly league play. We know that they've got a very, very dynamic power play, and again, they can put, whether it's their top group or their second group, there's going to be five really good players out there. So really, really imperative that our penalty kill go out with the idea that we're going to outwork their power play and have that attitude. And then when we're on the power play, we've got to get pucks to the net. We've got to do the best we can to try to take goalies' eyes away. And we worked a lot this week on getting pucks to the net rather than, if the puck was just being moved around on the perimeter for too long, we blow the whistle and say, we got to get pucks to the net. But it's also making smart plays. I mean, obviously, you're not just going to bury your head and shoot it into some shin pads. But, special teams, particularly, our power play has an opportunity to change momentum and really change the way a game goes. So that's certainly something we're going to continue to work on.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here in Game 1 of this weekend series?
Well, I think first and foremost, we got to come out and play with a motor. We got to be on our toes and push the pace as much as we can. And then some of the things we talked about, getting pucks out of the zone, getting pucks into the zone. And when I say that, I mean it's being smart with it. Too many times, if you turn the puck over at either blue line, chances are you're going to give it up an out number situation the other way. And so we got to be really particularly good on getting pucks past their defensemen, get it down low, get after them with our forecheck. And the other thing we want to do is try to take the game to their goalie. Let's get as many pucks as we can, and let's try to get traffic to that net and make her as uncomfortable as we can. And the other thing is obviously play a full 60.
It is also Pink the Rink weekend here. The Edith Sanford Breast Cancer Center at the Sanford Health Center here in Bemidji and BSU have teamed up to fight this battle against breast cancer and create some awareness. How neat is it for your team to be able to go out there on the ice tonight, wear pink and white jerseys, and be involved with something like this?
Obviously, it's certainly near to a lot of players' hearts in terms of whether it's directly in their family or certainly, you know, a relative or someone they know. So, but yeah, I know that, you know, right away, you know, Emma and Summer came to us and said, is there any way we can get pink in it, you know, on our jerseys? Because we've done the pink tape and we've done this pink sock tape, pink tape on sticks. But, you know, Sanford stepped up this year and got the jersey with where normally it would be green. It's all pink. And I know they're fired up to wear it. And obviously, it's a great cause, and it's obviously something that's ongoing. And you know, anytime you can bring awareness to it, with an opportunity now to raise money, that all that money is going to go directly back to the Sanford Cancer Research Center. So that's, you know, it's just a positive all the way around.
I know I've got my bid on number 18, just because it's always been my favorite number. Of course, people can text the word pink to 71760 to get in on the bidding. Coach, are you bidding on any of them?
Well, I think Cindy's has done it, but you know, obviously, if it's a number that a current player is wearing, you're going to be going against, I think, a parent, a mom in particular. So, you know, Bree was 21 and everything. Jacqueline was 9. I'm sure those are numbers she may have bid on, but obviously, you know, Bergie and Abby. I know Abby's mom said she bid, but somebody outbid her, and I never did ask Cindy if she put a bid in. But it's a great cause, and even there are certainly numbers that are not being worn. And what was exciting is early as the second or third day that this Pink the Rink promotion went out, almost 85-90% of the jerseys had been bid on. So that's pretty cool.
It's going to be a fun weekend. Coach, good luck to you and the Beavers. Go get those Bulldogs, and we'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.